May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. It is a word of encouragement and a moment of promise. The transfiguration of the Lord Jesus on the high mountain, when the splendor of His glory was revealed, is a word of encouragement and a moment of promise. We need this word, dear brothers and sisters, and we need the promise. On the high mountain with Peter, James, and John, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father was revealed. In the presence of Peter, James, and John, Elijah the prophet and Moses, the giver of the law, conversed with the Lord Jesus. On the high mountain, the voice of the Father gave testimony about His Son. It was a word of encouragement and a moment of promise. It was a revelation of the glory to be revealed before the days of suffering in Jerusalem. It was a gift of the Father who is giving the world the gift of His Son. The disciples of Jesus had heard that He was going to Jerusalem, and they had heard the prediction of the cross. It is for them a time of confusion and a time of doubt. It is the same kind of doubt and confusion experienced by Abraham when he was asked to sacrifice Isaac. It is a time of confusion and doubt before the mystery of a loving God. It is a time of confusion and doubt before the reality of suffering and death. It is a time of confusion and doubt for these people of faith on the high mountain. And the response of God is a word of encouragement and a moment of promise. The voice of the Father gives testimony about His Son. The voice of the Father invites us to listen to the beloved Son. The presence of Elijah and Moses, the representatives of the law and the prophets, give testimony about the Lord Jesus. The presence of Elijah and Moses give the disciples encouragement that this Jesus is the one through whom the law was given and for whom the prophets spoke. They were signs of encouragement because they were believers in the promise. Only 10 days into our Lenten journey, and we need a word of encouragement and a moment of promise. We have not been invited up a high mountain, but to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, to the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. We have been invited to the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, and in our midst, the words of the law and the prophets are proclaimed. We are offered here the word of encouragement. We are offered here a moment of promise. We are offered here a share in the glory that will be revealed. We are promised here a time to be with Jesus. It is good, Lord, that we are here. Amen.